Well, have you ever had one of those moments that's caused you to really reevaluate your life? One of those moments where you've thought, why am I even doing this? I ride a road bike, though not super regularly at the moment, but I used to be very regular and rode to work every day. And there was an app called Strava where you could log your rides, and I was using this app quite readily. And some sections of the ride, you could ride and see if you could ride it the quickest of any rider. And I really got caught up in this until one day I rode into a car. And that was a real wake-up call for me as I pondered, what is more worthwhile? Riding really quickly to win what was a game or my own life? And clearly, what was more important was actually my own life. Well, perhaps COVID for you has forced you to reevaluate your life, to think about why you do things, why you're spending your time on certain things. And while these moments of reevaluation can sometimes shake us to the core, I've come to find as well that they're a real blessing because they force me to work out my priorities, to realize what's really important. And today's passage, hopefully, might do that for some of us as we contemplate what is really necessary in life. Well, last week we saw the example, didn't we, of the Samaritan whose shocking love for a stranger exemplifies what it means to be a true neighbor. But loving a neighbor does not mean that we should become so busy that we forget about God. Rather, loving our neighbors, it's set inside this context of relationship with God, and hearing him and talking with him come first. And that's why today's passage is really important for us, because it's so easy in this world to just get caught up in what's secondary with at the same time forgetting what is necessary. And Jesus tells us today that it is necessary to sit at his feet and listen and thereby gain what you cannot lose. And so today we're going to tackle the passage in a somewhat reverse order way. We're going to look at gain what you cannot lose. Jesus will tell us to sit at his feet and listen. Sit at Jesus' feet and listen. And don't let your service crowd out Jesus. So let's think about gaining what you cannot lose. Gain what you cannot lose. The story of Mary and Martha, which is today's story, is very well known. But it's basically a question of what's really important, what's really necessary. Look at how the story ends with me. If you've got your Bible there with you, have a look at verse 41. But the Lord answered her, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things, but one thing is necessary." One thing is necessary, says Jesus to Martha. One thing. And if we continue reading into verse 42, we see, Jesus says, Mary has chosen the good portion which will not be taken away from her. Mary has chosen the good portion. She's chosen what won't be taken from her. The truly necessary thing is to gain what you cannot lose. We need to gain the thing that's imperishable, that won't spoil or fade away. And we're told here Mary has chosen the good portion, or a good meal, you could translate that as well, as we read in verse 42. Mary's chosen the meal that's not going to be taken from her. Her priorities are right. She's in it for the prize, not for the peripherals or the temporary things. Mary knows that she must gain what she cannot lose. But what is that? What is it that we can gain that we cannot lose? Well, that leads us into our second point. Sit at Jesus' feet and listen. Mary chooses to do something, doesn't she? Something particular in this house when Jesus comes. And she shows us what is necessary, what we can gain that we cannot lose. She shows us that we need to sit at Jesus' feet and listen. Look at verse 39 with me. Martha had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to him teaching. Well, in contrast to Martha, who's busy doing much, Mary is sitting at the Lord's feet, listening to Jesus and his teaching. And if we think back to last week, in contrast to the lawyer of verse 25, which Reese looked at, who stood up, eager to test Jesus, Martha sits eager to listen to Jesus. Mary does that. Mary's chief concern is to sit at Jesus' feet and to listen. I wonder, have you ever been eager to learn something? Can you think about a time when you have? When I was younger, I was super eager to learn about computers to such a degree that I went about researching. I bought magazines and read articles and even built my own one. I was eager to learn, so I did all these things to best help me learn. I took every opportunity that there was to learn. In contrast to that, when I was younger, I was learning piano, but I wasn't very eager to learn, and so I never practiced, and as a result, I never got much better at it. Well, we should be eager to learn from Jesus, to sit at his feet. This is what we must do. We must sit at Jesus' feet and listen. And Mary has realized that this is what is truly important. This is the most important thing. She's realized that listening in eager dependence to the Lord Jesus and his words are the most important thing. For it's here, in Jesus' words, that you will find food that won't perish. It's here in Jesus' words that you will find life in abundance. It's here in Jesus' words that you will find the words of eternal life. So, sit at Jesus' feet and listen, and thereby gain what you cannot lose. Brothers and sisters, one thing is necessary. But this one thing is easily crowded out. Therefore, don't let your service crowd out Jesus. Don't let your service crowd out Jesus. It's so easy, isn't it, in this world and in ministry even, to crowd Jesus out, to lose sight of the one thing that's essential, that's necessary. Even good things can get in the way. And Martha shows us this, doesn't she? When I first read through this story and when I read through it again this week, I'm just struck by how relatable Martha's request is in verse 40. Have a look with me at what she says when she's feeling like Mary's not helping her. In verse 40 we read, "But Martha was distracted with much serving, and she went up to him and said, 'Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her then to help me.'" When I read this, I can't help but empathize with Martha. I mean, there's been times, I'm sure, when we've all done things begrudgingly because no one else is helping us. I just have to think about group assignments at university. I'm put right in her place. But Jesus' response here, we need to hear it and realize it's not saying there's something wrong with hospitality, with what Martha's doing on the whole. Rather, Jesus cuts to the core of the issue, doesn't he? He has a look at Martha and her service and what's going on in the background there, what is really wrong. And we read again, don't we, from verse 41, the answer that the Lord gives Martha. "But the Lord answered her, 'Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things, but one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion, which will not be taken away from her.'" Well, Martha was so anxious and troubled about providing a meal that she was missing out on the lasting meal Jesus was offering. She was so distracted with the task of being hospitable that she was missing the person she'd invited in. When I think about myself and inviting people over to our house, Often I get distracted very easily. I fumble around in the kitchen thinking about pulling out the next thing to serve people with, all the while neglecting them. And there's a look that my wife gives me, which I know well, and it's a look that says, "Sam, stop doing that and come and talk to these people." I just get so distracted with the task that I neglect the people in front of me. Or imagine this. Imagine at the end of COVID, if you went to someone's house, the first house that you went to, and instead of that person talking to you and relating to you, they just spent the whole night cooking, cleaning, and then making dessert. You'd be so frustrated, wouldn't you? You know, after all this time of not talking to people face to face, to have this opportunity to talk to people face to face, have it squandered by cooking and cleaning and dessert, man, you just wish that you got takeaway so at least you could talk to the person. Well, Martha has decided to spend the night cooking and cleaning after COVID. The most important person in the world was in the room. The opportunity to hear from the one who was the most important person was right before her. And she's so caught up feeding people that she's neglected the opportunity to listen to him. One thing is necessary. So don't let your service crowd out Jesus. While we can spend our lives like Martha, anxious and troubled about many things, chasing after things that fade away, our hearts and minds consumed by things that simply don't last. We can get caught up in works of service without a relationship with the King, doing lots of work without relying on Him. It's so true that what is necessary is easily crowded out and missed. But one thing is necessary. See, we miss this most important thing when we live lives that are so busy that we don't have any space left to listen to Jesus. When we let serving our boss at work become the sole focus to the neglect of our Christian faith. Or when we fill up our Sundays working on different rosters such that we're never able to actually just sit in the service. Or when we get lost in serving community groups or charities and they fill up our time at the expense of time with Jesus. Or when we fill up our lives with family commitments that take up so much time and energy that we leave behind growing as a Christian. And I have to say, pastors are definitely no exception to this rule. We pastors can get so caught up in pastoral phone calls, in running courses, putting together rosters, serving other people, that sometimes we can neglect to spend solid time in God's Word and in prayer. And when we do these things, we're missing out on what is truly necessary. We're letting secondary things rise up and rule. We're letting service serve as a shield against listening to Jesus. We're crowding him out. And when we live this way, our world gets all out of order and we reap the consequences. We become reliant on our works rather than on Jesus. And we become judgmental and bitter towards those who don't serve in the way that we serve. That world and that way of living leads nowhere. It's a barren wasteland. It's a path, a lost path that you get stuck on that leads nowhere, that's just wearisome, in which you're never satisfied. One thing is necessary. And today I want to encourage you to realize that one thing is necessary and to look at your life, to evaluate your life. What are you chasing after? What do you occupy your time with? Are you so busy that you simply have no space to sit and to listen to Jesus? Are you using your service as a shield from listening to Jesus? So I want to encourage you, spend some time today prayerfully reflecting on your weeks, your months, your years, how you spend them. You might need to spend some time in prayerful repentance and confession. And spend some time in prayerful dependence, asking Jesus to help you, to help you to change the way that you live, to spend time with Him rather than all these peripheral secondary things, spending time on the one thing that's necessary with the one person who's necessary. And after you've prayed, spend some time mapping out your week and set aside some time to spend with Jesus in His Word and in prayer. It might mean you need to drop some things, be it, you know, that 30 minutes on your phone scrolling through Facebook or Instagram or a newsfeed. It might mean that you need to drop a nightly meeting, or one of your weekly workouts, or phone calls, or a Netflix binge show that you're watching. You might need to cut it out to cancel it, but it's worth it because those are secondary things. It's worth it for the one necessary thing. Make sure you put aside time to spend before Jesus, reading His Word, growing in your faith, reading through books, joining a small group, listening to sermons, and meeting with people. Don't neglect this. It's essential. It's necessary. There's lots of other things that aren't. Jesus calls us to come and to sit and to listen. He welcomes us to be His disciples. He's calling us today to do this, responding to Jesus and sitting under His teaching, investing time in reading His Word and applying it is what is really necessary. It is time spent on something that can never be taken from you. So why would you spend it or waste it on other things and neglect this main thing? It's a question that we need to ask ourselves and come to Jesus and seek His forgiveness sometimes, but seek to follow Him, to listen to Him. So brothers and sisters, don't let your service crowd out Jesus. Rather, sit at Jesus' feet and listen, and thereby gain what you cannot lose.